Hi, my name is Khaled. Well, actually, it's Khaled Bahiyeddin in Arabic, but you guys know me as Khaled, and you're listening to the Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now your host, he's never traveled outside of the U.S., Brian Lewis.
I know, typical American, hasn't been outside the U.S. I am hoping, though, that I can go to DrupalCon Munich. I'll be applying for a scholarship, and maybe that can be my first trip outside the U.S. That'd be great. Anyways, hi, and welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and today I have with me Khaled. Khaled has been a contributor to the Drupal project and a member of the community since 2003. He's also a member of the advisory board and member of the nomination committee for the Drupal Association. He's developed some features that are now in core, including the offline maintenance mode of Drupal core and watchdog hook and the syslog module. His company, 2Bits, has contributed tens of modules to the community, and you'll have to check out his profile on drupal.org to get a list of those. He's presented almost a dozen times on Drupal at various venues, including 3 Drupal camps and 3 Drupal cons. So welcome, Khaled.
Thank you, Brian.
Khaled, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from?
I'm originally from Alexandria, Egypt, but I've been living in Canada for a long time now. I'm an open source module developer and consultant. I've been using open source for a long time and contributing to it since 2003, I guess.
So how did you get started with Drupal?
At 2bits.com, the company was in existence since 1999. We've developed our own custom CMS that was kind of primitive. And in 2003, we were looking for better ways of handling our content. And what we found is that at that time, there was a lot of PHP-based content management systems coming into existence. And most of them were the post Nuke and after Nuke, PHP Nuke was, there was like a sort of a rebellion on Nuke, and people were trying to make things better. And somehow we stumbled on Drupal, I think via, I can't remember if it's a post in Fresh Meat or something. I can't track that down now. Mm. I tried several times, but I couldn't find how I found Drupal. But it was in summer in 2003. And we started experimenting with it. And we even wrote some scripts to convert our content from... So we had like 3 sites, and we needed to, convert the content. So we started writing scripts to do it. And by... January 2004, we did a cutover from our old CMS to Drupal, and we started, we had this part in our CMS, and it's missing from Drupal, like, for example, the feedback module, which is now the contact. Contact in core is what most people would use, but we wrote something called feedback at the time, and we started doing it, a stock ticker for Yahoo, and things like that. And we just started, writing stuff, and the rest is history. So,
Cool. So what are some of your current contributions to Drupal?
From a modules point of view, we have, things like user points, which we're going to talk about in a future podcast. Mm-hmm. But we've contributed lots of modules. So we started, for example, the first voting module, which is called Node Vote, was basically a module that allowed you to vote on things before the voting API came into existence. Mm-hmm. We had the feedback module before Contact in core was doing its thing. And so these are historical. The recent ones are the Nagios. So it integrates with Nagios, the monitoring platform, and we user points is kind of going strong. We also contribute in, you know, I'm on the security team, and even though I don't handle the security issues myself, I do handle the logistics of, you know, reports coming in from the users and things coming in. So we need to turn that into issues that are tracked on security.drupal.org. Mm-hmm. So this week, for example, is my shift. So we take shifts and we do that.
Cool.
I used to be on the infrastructure team, the webmasters team, but ever since Egypt started a revolution, I've had my time is limited for these things. So
how are you involved with Drupal now?
Well, I still go to the Drupal camp in Toronto. I still run the Drupal users group in what is called the Waterloo region, which is a region in southern Ontario, which is like 1 hour west of Toronto. So it covers, you know, Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge, Guelph, and the surrounding areas. So we have a monthly meeting, and we have, you know, speakers and talks and topics and discussions, and just like any Drupal users group. So I'm still involved with that. It's been going on for, I think, close to 3 years now.
Wow.
And there is the Drupal camp, which happens in Toronto every year. We just had ours, I think it was in November. And we're planning one in May this year, 2012. Mm-hmm. I'm still involved with that. I'm still involved with the Drupal Association, being a member of the advisory board, which is still being in the genesis stage at present. And we had, I was a member on the nomination committee, which nominated a board for the association. So the new board is going to be based on nominations rather than elections. So we've done that already, and a board is being formed. I think we just have one person seat missing, but the board can still proceed. So I'm still involved with that, and just trying to promote Drupal whenever. I mean, even going to a wedding and talking to the groom about. it did happen. It did come up. So the guy was talking, and it just happened that Drupal, and he started talking Drupal. It was kind of really awkward that the guy you see the first time. I mean, we knew the bride's parents, but it was the first time I see the groom, and we just kept talking, and Drupal came up, and we kept talking about it. So
that's really kinda funny.
Yeah. So ever the evangelist.
Yeah. So what's the most recent project you've been working on?
Mostly it's performance projects that we're working on. We've had several ones in the past few months. One interesting one is a customer is paying $1,357 a month for Amazon.
Mm.
So they are hosting their site on an Amazon instance, and for some reason they are using the 15 gigabytes of memory. I don't know why. There is something that's wrong on their site. Mm. Mm-hmm. And we pointed them out. I mean, I think they have a bug in the CentOS stack that's causing that. And we know we offered them hosting for equivalent hosting for less than $800 on a dedicated server. And as we will talk in performance, you know, we try to diagnose first and then propose solutions based on what we found, not based on what we think the problem is. So most of it is performance tuning for clients and things around that, hosting for high performance sites and these kind of projects.
Okay, so you spend most of your time consulting on Drupal performance then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what someone can do to increase their Drupal site's performance?
Well, let me start first by, you know, 80% of Drupal sites would not need our services. So it's kind of counterintuitive, but that's the fact of things. I mean, Drupal for small sites and things like that works well. Most sites are simple enough. People, you know, tend to be reasonable. They don't go and overcomplicate things. But for maybe 20% of the sites, and this is just a number I made up, okay? It's a certain percentage. Yeah, it's basically that people would either overcomplicate their stack, or they would use too many modules.
Mm-hmm.
They use too many modules, or they make some mistakes in during the development or pulling the sites together, and then they come to us for help on making the site faster, or because of the outages they are seeing, or things like that. So the first thing we do is we make sure that, you know, it's like a doctor that you're visiting, and you're saying, I have pain. And you don't tell him where the pain is, you don't tell him when it was, and then you expect a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not logical to do that. So basically we want a diagnosis before a treatment. So if you say that I had this headache, you know, 3 months ago, and it's gone now, but I need you to find out what it is.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of very hard to build, an assessment of the case on something that happened 3 months ago. So 3 months ago, our sites went down. I don't want it to go down again. Okay. So why did it go down? We don't know. So if there are some logs, or if there are some observations, screenshots, stuff like that, then we can look into it. But without any of that data, we can't form an opinion. So what we can do is that we can do an assessment on the site. So we first want to make sure that we diagnose the disease, and then based on the diagnosis, there are several ways to treat it. Okay, and in many cases, there will be more than one option, and we can offer it. So there is no guesswork mm-hmm. here. And if you go to the forums, on the high performance forum on groups.drupal.org, for example,
uh-huh.
you would find people, you know, saying, I have this slow site, and I tried this and tried that and stuff. And then people would answer, oh, why don't you try this too, and that and the other? Okay, mm-hmm. this is totally wrong and should not be the way that go about tuning the site. What we do is that we have a service called performance assessment service. So uh-huh. it comes in two versions. One is the full performance assessment, and one is targeted performance assessment. So the full performance assessment, we take a copy of the site. So this means the database dump and all the files that compose the site, and we recreate the site in our lab. So we have three dedicated servers that we put the site on, and then mm-hmm. we start hammering the site with traffic, and find out where the bottlenecks are, and then we solve them. So we find mm-hmm. the bottleneck, we solve it, we find another bottleneck, we solve it, and we keep going until we reach an acceptable level of performance.
Mm-hmm.
If the customer has some symptoms that, you know, would help, that it's slow when you do this or slow when you do that, then we can investigate those two. So if they have some specific concerns. There is also a targeted performance assessment, which just investigates the things like, only the front page is slow, or mm-hmm. we have an outage when we have more than 5 users on the site, or something like that. So we can uh-huh. only investigate that rather than keep going and tuning whatever we can. One takes okay. like, you know, 3 weeks. The other one takes 1 week. So it's a different service. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's other stuff. I mentioned on 2bits.com, there's a whole section on Drupal for performance and tuning and optimization. There's the contributed module open buffet binge syndrome. So people would go to Drupal.org, they find that, oh, we have 3,000 modules. I must try that one and that one and that one and that mm-hmm. one too. That one, oh, that one seems cool. And let me have this one. And then they keep them on their site. And some of them are used, some of them are not, but they eat up memory, they eat up disk accesses and things uh-huh. like that.
Yep.
So we keep advising customers, again, you know, experimenting a lot with modules or using lots of modules. I mean, I always had like this nightmare that someone had 210 modules on their site. Okay? And then it turns out in real life, I found someone who has 238.
Oh, no.
Okay. And I'm not kidding. I mean, I really had a nightmare once that a customer called me with 210 modules. Okay? So it's when you're into so much into Drupal and things, you tend to, you know, dream about DrupalCon and stuff like
yeah.
that. So and then someone comments on my site that's saying, oh, that's nothing. I have a module with 310.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I say, oh, man, I mean, this is this is not going to go in. So yeah, complexity is a problem. I mean, and people don't realize that complexity is detrimental to performance, but it's also detrimental to maintainability. Yes. You know, these modules don't stay static. You will have to upgrade them at some point. There will be a security release. And there will be time that you keep spending on these things. So the less you have, the better that you, you know, your life is saner that way. So it's not only from the performance point of view, it's from maintainability point of view. The other trend that we find, so one is, first trend is, you know, let me have as much modules as I need. The other trend is, cloud is the end all be all thing. And in many cases, we find that the cloud is not suitable for certain sites. So if your site is, you know, small enough, cloud is really great. If you have a complex setup on the cloud with scalability and things like that, it can also work well. But for some clients who are in the middle, the cloud can become an obstacle rather than an asset for you, for your site. So we do find that some of them, you know, would, you know, for the cost of one site, we gave them two sites. So actually two servers, one in Texas and one in London, UK. And if one goes down, the system will switch to the other. Okay, for what they have been paying for hosting on Amazon. So they used to be with Rackspace Cloud again. You know, the cloud is the buzzword these days. So and it kept going down for, you know, for some reason the whole data center would be down. So no matter how many, you know, instances you have and all that, they would be just kaput. And so what happened is we said, okay, for the same amount of money, we can set you up with two servers, and we did. And because it's now geographically distributed, when one goes down, and it did happen that, you know, they went down for one time, and the server was fine. The server wasn't touched. It was the network connection to the data center that had the problem. Okay, so the site switched completely to London, and then we switched it back on a weekend or something. So we tend to, you know, have these creative solutions for clients.
Another
thing that we do is that we can, if you are starting a site and want a server that's tuned from the beginning, so what we could do is that we can install, configure, and tune your server for you. So you're starting fresh, you have the site on the developed machine, but you want to have a tuned stack. So we tune everything for you from Apache, PHP, MySQL, everything for you. And we install even stuff for you for monitoring and stuff for, you know, graphing of resources. So when you tell me that, you know, last week we had a problem, we can look in the graphs and we can see, was it the CPU that was depleted? Was it memory that was the server was running short of, et cetera? So that kind of thing. And we can add a service. This is a one-time service. The other service is we can have an ongoing per month thing that we take care of your server for you.
So the first one you were talking about was if I got a server through some other company, you would come in and tune it. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, both of them are basically, the hosting is always on another company's server.
Okay.
So we have this companies that we dealt with, and we can recommend their services. Okay, but we don't get like commissions or anything like that. So from the hardware point of view, the data center things, power and network connectivity, they provide us that. But everything else, if it's on a monthly basis, then we're responsible for the whole stack.
Okay, I see.
Okay, if you just want the one-off service, so you just want us to tune your server, so we recommend one of these companies for you, whether it's Linode or Remo Hosting or whatever, and then we can install the stack for you, and you don't have to pay us anything per month. You know, after that, you just get a tuned stack. You know, the best that can be.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And for, you know, for some client, for example, we were able to scale so they get 3.4 million page views per day on a single server.
Wow.
So just one machine, yeah. And that was for a while the record among Drupal. I'm not sure if it was broken. I think it was. But this is on a single machine. And that's where it shines.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure to link to that article on 2bits.com for the Drupal performance tuning.
Yeah, that's actually like a book page. So it's a link to like 30 or 40 articles.
So. Oh, okay. So there's a lot of information there for people.
Yep. And the thing is that, you know, you may want to record this next bit. Basically, what people do is that they go to my site and they say, oh, you mentioned here that this can be slow, so I'm going to do that. And you mentioned here that this can be useful, so I'm going to do that too. And this and that and the other. And I always say, no, find out where your problem is and then solve it. Don't try to give a medicine for heartache when the problem is toenail or something.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Khaled. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this podcast. And I always ask my guests these two questions. The first is, what are you most excited about that's up and coming, something that you're not necessarily involved with?
What I'm watching closely is the hip-hop engine for PHP that Facebook has developed. Mm. It started out as a compiler and runtime, and now there is a virtual machine. There are some limitations in Drupal for this running, but they are like few, and hopefully we'll get over the this hump. One of them has to do with eval, which is used in certain cases like block visibility and things like that, and views uses that a lot. But if we get over that, then we probably will have better Drupal performance using that stack, which is kind of near virtual machine performance like Java and things like that.
All right. Well, I'll make sure that link gets in there so people can watch that as well. And finally, where can people find out more about you and your projects?
For the Drupal performance stuff, it's always on 2bits.com under articles. And if you're on the planet, if you're on the Drupal planet, you will always get our articles as we publish them. Okay. On Twitter, I do have Kbahey, Kbahey. But for the time being, there will be a lot of Arabic stuff about Egypt revolution and stuff like that that most people won't be interested in.
Okay.
The Drupal user page links to whatever commits we have and projects and all that. My personal blog is at baheldin.com, so it's the last name.com. And again, it's a mixture of things that, from technology to Android to stuff. There would be not much Drupal there. There used to be initially, but we moved most of the Drupal stuff to 2bits.com. But if you want to know what I think about pseudoscience or about some history or linguistics or other stuff that I'm interested in, you can waste a few hours there.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, and we'll have you back on in just a few days, probably, actually, for a special episode where we're going to talk about the user points module.
Okay, great.
So thanks for coming on.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, Brian.
All right, that was part one with Khaled about his work on Drupal performance. You can find the show notes for this episode at modulesunraveled.com/podcast/006. On Wednesday, Khaled will be back talking about the user points module, a module that he started working on years ago, and how it has evolved over time. By the way, don't get used to two episodes a week. It's just a fluke that it happened twice in a row. I am going to stick with my original plan of one release a week on Sunday at 5 p.m. Central, unless there are special occasions that make me feel two would be appropriate. Okay, and there's two things I want you to do before I go. One is follow me on Twitter at Mods Unraveled. That's MODSUNRAVELED. And number two is to go to iTunes and leave me a rating or review. If you like the show, let others know that it exists and what you think about it. That's all for now. We'll see you again in 3 days. We'll be right back.